Jesse James had a sister, Zelda, who had, or Zelda, who had a daughter who had a daughter and who had a son. So he had his sample of his mitochondrial DNA and another maternal relative of Jesse James. So, and when we compared them, all of the DNA mitochondrial DNA sequences matched. So we're unable from the DNA analysis to exclude him as being a maternal relative of the Jesse James lineage. Now, it could still be that he is, the skeletal remains were not those of Jesse James, but rather are those of someone who by chance happens to have the same mitochondrial DNA type. But we can estimate what the probability of that would be from a database of mitochondrial DNA types. And that particular mitochondrial DNA type is actually unique in our database. So it's a very small probability then that some random unrelated individual would have that same mitochondrial DNA type. So from that, we concluded that he was indeed Jesse James, although for those who still counted themselves among the descendants of the claimants to be Jesse James, it still was not sufficient evidence